I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. During this time of year, our thoughts and instincts often turn toward renewal and rebirth. When we're really paying attention, it's time to marvel at the buds on the trees, the return of the birds, the greening grass. Alas, the season may inspire hope and yearning in our own souls. As the writer Daniel Abraham wrote, "And as it is for spring flowers, so it is for us." We hear echoes of these words from Mike Fink.
My best chums at Rhode Island School of Design are the groundskeepers. They plant the rows of white roses that bloom, like camellias in Paris, into early winter. John and Jonathan, father and son, drive a truck and scour the campus to locate the earliest duck nest. They beep the horn, invite me up into the cab, and park at the site. The ideal spot the mother mallard chose to arrange leaves and twigs and protect her brood was a thoroughly dead and desolate shrub hidden at a corner alley beside a building that does not belong to RISD. A short wall with space for a planter holds a meager ground cover across from the river. I would never have been able to detect her presence without Jonathan's keen instinct. One rather large white egg was half buried under moist mud. The nest was a neat, modest design of brown leaves, pine needles, and plain earth. A wild duck does not lay her eggs at once, nor sit all day. She must moisten her breast feathers and sustain her energy. I brought some students to show off our urban wilderness, and of a sudden, the mouse-colored mom, with an epaulette of bright blue, rose and flew off toward the canal. Life rising from a dead bush, a startling picture to behold. Each day I stroll along the public park to this secret shrine. If I see her tail beneath the tree, I quietly leave her to her dignity and privacy. If she has gone upon her errands, I anxiously count the eggs, 2, the second day. I have observed this ritual for a number of seasons of renewal. Last year, the first little family was found on Brown University territory. A few semesters ago, it was at the entrance to our main college building. Nobody could make it out without me. That's how successful is the will to camouflage, to nurture the immense value of the natural world, even with trucks and pedestrians passing by constantly. Once, the prime nest was downtown, among a bank, cafe, dormitory, library. This year, the symbolic, poetic contrast between the end of a stunted tree and the pledge of sturdy new birth in the sky, upon the waters, in a patch of soil, seemed especially magical, even biblical. This I believe, everything is sacred. In Rhode Island, with our motto, Hope, we can find the faith, poet Emily Dickinson sings, claiming, "Hope is the thing with feathers." Thanks, Jonathan and John, for your benevolence and blessings.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He's produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines, and he notes proudly is faculty advisor to the Rhode Island School of Design Pigeon Club. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.